Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Rock and Roar Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Brian Roar here. Thanks again for listening to another episode of the Rock and Roar Podcast. This is episode 17. Today is Tuesday, October 19th, 2021. Happy birthday, Maximus Lee Roar. You guys don't know who Maximus Lee is? We got a dog We got him last December, but he was born on this date 1 year ago. Maximus is a mixture of a pit bull and a dash hound. So put two and two together. And yeah, the dad was the dash hound and the mom was a pit bull. So go dad, you know. But you know, he's a great dog. He is about 65 pounds now and he's lovable as hell. If you guys seen my post on socials, you've seen pictures of him. Or if you know us personally, you've experienced Max, you know, in real life. And, you know, he's a great dog. He's a hell of a protector. We have Max and we have Isabella Ann, who is a Cairn Terrier. If you guys don't know what a Cairn Terrier is, it is the same exact dog as Toto off The Wizard of Oz. And her birthday is in December, so only two more months for little bellies. She will be six. We'll have her 6 years. So according to dog years, that still is a thing, 7 years for every year. So she'll be 42. She'll be the oldest person in the household. So respect your elders, you know, and I mean, they're great dogs. They are very alert. Yeah, they can, I'm sure you've heard them on the pod before and barking in the background. And, you know, they're very protective. They're lovable. They're loyal. They are caring. They are, you know, affectionate. They are just great. You know, man's best friend, woman's best friend, a human's best friend is an animal, a dog. You know, you can, if you have cats or fish, you know, they're just as good too. But, you know, we're lucky to have good dogs in our life. And, you know, I respect everyone out there who, you know, have rescued dogs. You guys are doing a great deed for the dogs. And, you know, you're not having them put down is what I'm saying. You know, so more power to you. And if you guys have an animal's birthday today, happy birthday to your animal. And, you know, share it with me on the socials. I'd like to get to know, you know, my fans a little bit more. And, you know, so we got him, so for his birthday today, we got him, you know, of course, some toys. And he loves the chew bones. Like, we get the rawhide free. You can go to any grocery store or, you know, department store around town and get rawhide free. I'm telling you, that's the best way to go because there's no chemicals in it. There's no, none of that crazy shit that you wouldn't put in your body, so don't put it in your animal's body. And you know, we got him a little doggy treat for his dessert and everything. And you know, so he's on cloud nine right now. And you know, he's just awesome. Very thankful to have him. He's got the deepest blue eyes you will ever see, so they just, you know, just stare into your soul and they just capture your heart. And he's a great dog, and like I said, very loyal. Pit bulls and dash hound, you know, he's just a great dog. Good old Cairn Terrier too. So happy birthday, Max. Love you, buddy. And many more to come. And yeah, so if you guys have a birthday today or your dog or animal has a birthday today, happy birthday to you. A little on this date. So in 1985, if you guys remember the band A-ha, they had their hit song Take On Me. It went number one on the U.S. charts. It was the first time, and I didn't know that they were Norwegian, but it was the first time that a Norwegian group got to number one. So that's pretty awesome. I had no idea that they were, you know, of a different country. I thought they were Australian, to be honest with you, at first. So Norwegian, hell, that's even better. And, you know, because you don't hear a lot about Norwegian. You hear, like, Norwegian death metal bands and all that, but you never hear about, like, Norwegian pop bands, or maybe we just don't know. You know, Ace of Base, I know they're Australian or British, and, you know, they're a great band, too. But anyway, back to A-ha, their song Take On Me went number one. So congratulations to that, 1985. And the video, it was, if you guys remember the music video, it was all pencil sketched. And it was really cool. And it's called Rotoscaping. So they do it, it's all live sequence, and then they go back and they edit it, and then they, you know, take it into pencil outline and everything. And I know a couple years ago, a big thing that was going around was cartoon shaping, where you could take your profile picture or any picture in general and make it like a cartoonish. It's really cool. If you're into that stuff, I've done it a bunch of times. It's awesome. And just adds a little bit of flair, adds something, you know, it's a nice filter and kind of makes you sometimes look better, you know, nothing wrong with that. And, you know, not saying, you know, people are ugly, but I'm just saying, you know, you're like, oh, I didn't know I looked that good as a cartoon character. Hey, I might want to try this as a full-time gig. So rotoscaping, that's pretty cool. And, you know, of course, technology has definitely, and everything has, you know, advanced since 85. So now we're doing a lot more lifelike stuff. And, you know, you got CGI in the motion picture world, and you got, you know, just a lot of great artists out there now, and a lot of good effects out there. They're fun to mess with, even on, you know, social media apps. They got filters on there for pictures, so it's fun just to mess around with and have a good time. And that's what it's all about, you know, laughing, everything like that. So rotoscaping, check it out, that's awesome. Congratulations, AHA. They were a great band. I mean, that song has been sampled a bunch of times. It's been on, I think it was on Guitar Hero? No, not Guitar Hero, Rock Band. No, dang it, not Rock Band, SingStar. There we go. There's so many of them music games, but yeah, SingStar. That was fun as hell. Those were always fun games. And yeah, we talked about them a couple episodes ago, so we won't beat a dead horse or anything like that. So yeah, if you haven't heard Take On Me, check it out. It's been sampled. The biggest one was Pitbull and Christina Aguilera a couple years ago for New Year's Eve. So that came out. A lot of songs have been sampled over years. Maybe I'll do that later on down the road. I'll have a episode of the most sampled songs, and you'd be surprised in the rock world how many how many bands have sampled the same guitar parts. You know, it's pretty cool. So maybe we'll do that in a couple more pods down the road. That's a good idea. So make a liner note like that. Dog ear. I'm just the dog ear page. Yeah, the Matches. If you guys never heard of the Matches, my buddy turned me on to them. Gosh, he saw them back in early 2000s, you saw them open up for Fall Out Boy, I do believe, it was Matchbook Romance, sorry. They opened up for Matchbook Romance, and, you know, kind of a emo band, but, I mean, they're really cool. Check them out, The Matches. I don't know if they're around anymore. If they are, hell yeah, but that was a good song, Dog-Eared Page. So, if you guys want to reach me on my socials or Patreon, you know, you can always, I'll give you the links right now. Like I said, reach out for anything. It don't matter, just to say, hey, or hey, man, you know, you're doing this or do that, or, you know, just give me ideas or anything. Any feedback is very appreciative. Any reviews are definitely appreciative on the music platform apps. Like I said, if you guys, when I send the links on here, if you can't click on the link, you can always check this podcast out on Spotify, Apple, Google, Stitcher, wherever you listen to your regular podcast, you can find this podcast on. So don't worry about that link. It just sends you to like the main Captivate page, which you're definitely more than welcome to listen to it on there. But if you want, if you got Spotify, it's on there too. But if you got socials, I'm on there too. You got the Twitter, I am at BROHR3. You're over on TikTok, I am at BrianRoar1986. I'm trying to get a few more videos going on there. I'm trying new things out, so let me know how you like it. It's a learning curve, you know, the TikTok. I just try to do too much, you know, like make the videos. I try to make them fun and, you know, goofy, of course, but Check them out. And if you're over on Instagram, I definitely be posting pictures all the time. So check me out at BROHR. And if you're feeling like you're in the giving mood, definitely we got the Patreon going on here for the podcast. Like I said, all the money that is raised with it goes toward this podcast to get guests on, to get merchandise out there, to get, you know, fun stuff, fun activities and everything. So if you feel like donating, there's three tiers to that. And you can do that over on www.patreon.com/R and then rest is lowercase OCKNROHR22. All these will be in the show description. So if you don't have a pen and paper at the time, just check out the show notes. It'll all be on there. And like I said, no pressure. Just, I understand the holiday season's coming up and everybody's, you know, wallets are a little tight. So I understand. But if you do, you know, I'm very, very appreciative. So I'm a bad salesman. I know I'm an honest salesman. And I don't know. It's just one of them hardest. It's a hard thing. But we'll carry on to the show. You don't want to hear me jibber jabbing about that. So on today's topics, we're going to talk about compilation CDs. Back in the day, they used to come out with them. Now it's like they call them playlists, but compilation CDs, we'll talk about them. Mixtapes, the type, they fall in the same category, but they're just as fun. And, you know, animal birthdays. So we'll talk about that. We kind of alluded to it earlier, you know, with Max, and, you know, we'll just talk about animals' birthdays. Yeah, we'll just have a good time with that. So compilation CDs, if you guys don't know what compilation CDs are or were, like nowadays they're called playlists. So compilation CDs, they used to come out about once a month, and you would go to your local record store, and they would be, it would just have a list of about 20 different bands, and it would be one song each, but it would be just to give you a little taste of what that band is like. A lot of the ones that we used to get was Punk-O-Rama, Hopelessly Devoted to You, was great ones. Jock Jams, I know it was kind of like dance-based and all that, but that was fun. And then, Son of a Gun, Roadrunner used to come out with them, but Roadrunner Records. Anyway, there was a bunch of, so compilation CDs would just have one song from one band, and would, like I said, would kind of give you a taste of what they're like, and if you liked them, you know, you would go and buy the CD. You know, this was before they had music streaming services, so you would pick up a CD at, you know, the local record store and be like, hey man, I like Sam I Am, I'm gonna go check out that band, you know. Or you would be watching videos on like BMX videos or anything like that. That was always fun to, I guess in a couple episodes ago we talked about that, but you know, just getting different music from different areas. But compilation CDs were always great. They'd have a vast variety of different artists on there, whether it be hard rock, you know, soft, punk, metal, don't matter. And it would just give you an idea of what they sounded like and, you know, get you out there to get their stuff. And a lot of good artists were on there. And now they have playlists, which make it more accessible for people. And there's nothing wrong with playlists. They're just the same thing as compilation CDs, just a little bit longer. The playlist we got on today, we're switching it up. We got Tuesday's Country. So on this pod, we cover all music. You know, we don't just stick to one certain style. Like I said, if it gets your foot tapping, that's good in my book. So we got country going on today. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, and then, so playlist. Now they're like 19 hours. This one's 19 hours long, so you could be playing it damn near all day long. But most of the compilation CDs would be one, maybe 1.5 hours. So that was always fun, and it was always exciting getting the new ones. I mean, they would come out with so many and different styles too. Like, They had death metal ones. They have metal ones like Tribunal Records came out with one. And then, like I said, Roadrunner would come out with one. Victory Records would come out with one. That was an old, that was always a good one. That was more hardcore and metal-ish at the time, but mostly hardcore. Victory Records, man, they, when they first came out, the biggest band they had on there at the time was Earth Crisis. And if you guys never heard of Earth Crisis, definitely check them out. They're a straight edge hardcore band, one of the OGs. So, great band. Can't say good enough things about them, but Victory Records, they had a bunch of good artists on there, and they still do. I think they're still around, to be honest with you. Not as big, of course, but they may be. I mean, I'm not too familiar now with the hardcore bands that are out. My hardcoreness stopped pre or post 2009. I just kind of stopped listening to everything after that. Nothing against it. I just haven't had a chance to listen to newer hardcore music, you know, but it's good that it's still out there, and, you know, it's a different style, but it's raw, it's in your face, it's real. So that's what you're looking for in bands. You're looking for realness. You don't want no fake shit on there. You know, you don't want no BTS or, you know, or anything like that. And, you know, these people didn't put no gimmicks on. They gave you a show, and I'm talking hardcore as fuck. You know, beer be throwing everywhere, glass be breaking, and I've been there, folks. I've been in the middle of a mosh pit before. You guys remember mosh pits in the Wall of Death, you know, where they would separate the whole audience and they would go attacking one another, like dodging in front of each other. And it was really cool. Dangerous as hell. I got hit in the eye once in a mosh pit with a cane. The guy was in a wheelchair and I was just walking through. I know it was my dumb ass fault, but it was an open hall. So it was at the UAW hall here in Ohio. And so I was walking and didn't even know it. And all of a sudden I just felt this, something hit me in the eye. I went down and went to the hospital because, you know, my eye started swelling and everything. And my brother so he went in there. And when he found out that I got hurt, he went in there in the mosh pit and was just, like, taking people out, you know, just, like, who hit my brother, you know, who hit my fucking brother? And come to find out, it was a handicapped guy in a wheelchair, and he was just swinging his cane around, and I happened to, his stick around, and I just happened to get in the way. So, you know, it wasn't his fault, and I was okay, nothing bad happened, but my brother was like, yeah, you know, it was like a murder scene out there. I was taking people out. Like, man, you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to do that, but, you know, he's just very protective. He's my older brother. He's 3 years older than me, and so that was awesome. I remember that, Kevin. And, you know, that's just what it was, you know, the hardcore. Yeah, the people, if they would knock you down, I remember at a couple of Hatebreed shows, you know, if you would get knocked down, the people in the mosh pit were so freaking nice. They would pick you up, make sure you're okay, and then go back at it. So that was really cool. You know, not all hardcore or metal bands have bad people in it. You know, there's good people out there. But yeah, good old compilation CDs and playlists. Mixtapes, like I said, fall on that too. So mixtapes are, if you were like writing music and you wanted to get, like, this is the way that I looked at it. So mixtapes were, if you were writing music and you wanted to get it out to like your neighborhood, you would put it on a cassette tape or a CD and just kind of give it out, you know, just like little bits and pieces of music for the neighborhood or your friends to listen to. And, you know, you could send it into record labels and all that. And, you know, that was always fun, like sending them into, we sent a couple into, you know, Victory, we sent some into Rise Records, we sent some into, you know, we went Warner Brothers. Yeah, you go big, buddy, you know, because you never know, you might get that one song that someone hears and be like, hey, man, I really like the way that this is going, and I like your style, you know, we can try this, try tweaking that and everything. And, you know, it was fun, and, you know, it was always exciting to get the feedback and everything. And, you know, like playing in bands, that was one thing that you always wanted to, that, you know, you wanted to get was criticism, whether it be good, whether it be bad, just what to work on to hone your craft and make your sound, make your band sound better, or, you know, make your vocals sound better, or make your drums sound better, or make, you know, hey, try taking less gain out of your guitar. And it was just always good getting feedback and everything. Like I said, whether it be good or bad, we played a couple times in front of, it was like a, not like an open audition, but it was, we went to the Rock and Roll Hall, not the Rock and Roll thing, the Hard Rock Cafe in Cleveland, and we would play in front of, there was like three record label representatives there, and you would play in front of them, and they would tell you, you know, hey, so, like, try this, try that, and, you know, or, like, hey, you guys are perfect, you know, we want to sign you and everything. So it was always nerve-wracking but exciting at the same time, and, you know, it would be an all-day affair. They'd be there for 3 days, so you would go play your show and just hang out and get to meet other bands and watch, you know, all the other bands perform and everything, and, you know, make really good connections, and, you know, some of them last a lifetime. We're still in touch with real good friends that we've played with. So music's a good culture. It's a great environment, you know, and, you know, yeah, some people get big headed and everything, but, you know, always remember where you came from. Always remember your roots and everything. So I never wanted to be the type of person where I would let's say I got signed to a record deal. I wouldn't let that go to my head. You know, I'd be excited as hell. You know, I'd be, you know, wanting to share it with everyone and all that. You know, kind of like winning the lottery, but not having people be like, hey, I'm your third cousin from your dad's side. Like, who the hell are you? You know, but so good old compilation CDs and mixtapes were always fun. And it's just fun making, you know, different, like, you know, we've talked before, CDRs and everything, making your own burnt CDs. So that was fun. But nothing better than holding that CD in your hand and, you know, looking through the booklet. And I know that's long gone now, but there's still places out there where you can buy CDs, you know, whether it be thrift stores or online or anything like that. So there's always places out there, and that's good. Keep it going, and, you know, they'll keep writing music as long as you keep mass producing it. So heck yeah. But yeah, it was always exciting, you know, go into the record stores on Fridays or Tuesdays when they would drop out an album, and, you know, go there and get the new, like, Punk-O-Rama. Sometimes they would have 30 songs on there, 30 different artists on there. So that was always fun. And I don't know, it's just a good time. And like I said, playlists are what they are now. So that's good. And, you know, different styles too. So it don't have to be, I'm sure they had country playlists that came out. I'm sure they had, you know, hip hop or rap playlists. The Source. Yeah, that's what it was. The Source. They would have rap compilation CDs come out. And that was always, they had a great selection. The Source hits. I always loved the stamp that they had on their CDs too. So, like I said, there's a bunch of them, and playlists or what they are called now. So definitely check them out, and yeah, make your own. That's the best part too. That's the part where you can, you know, be creative as you want. Make your own playlist. Hell yeah, why not? So our next topic we'll talk about today is animal birthdays. I kind of talked about it earlier with Max and everything, but, you know, I wonder where the whole 7 years came from, because that's so strange, you know, 7 years for every 1 year of a dog's life or an animal's life. That's pretty insane. So if you have a dog for, my wife and in-laws had two dogs that lived till they were 18. And so if you do the math, 18 times seven, my goodness, they were what, like damn near 100, they were over 100 years old. And, you know, they were very protective. They were German Shepherds, and one was a German Shepherd Husky. You know, he was a great dog. As a boy and a girl, as a son and a mom. So they were really good dogs, and You know, we hear them from time to time. That's the thing. You always, you know, because we have a tree in our yard that we had planted with their remains in it. Now, not their real body. You can go, there's a thing where if you go to the veterinarian and you get your animal cremated, you can use their ashes to, like, mix it into the soil to plant, like, we planted a tree with their remains, so it's kind of like that tree is growing with their spirit in it, and it's beautiful. If you've ever been over to our place, you know, you've seen it before, and it's just a beautiful big tree, and it's a cherry tree, so it's really awesome. And but yeah, like I said, you can do that with any animal, whether it be a dog, animal, dog, cat, rabbit, whatever. You know, because animals, they become a part of your family too, you know, and they're with us in our hardest times, they're with us in the happiest times, they're with us all the time. So why not want to live their life and keep, you know, carrying their life out, and just, you know, if you're having a hard day, go over to the tree and talk to them. You know, they're always listening, you know, spirits are always listening, so, and nothing... animals, whether it be animals, humans. Now, I wouldn't do it with a human. That'd be weird. That'd be very disgusting. But I mean, if it's on your property, I guess it's fair game. I don't know. I don't know how that would work. but you know, with the animals and everything, we got a tree, like I said, growing with it. And it's a beautiful thing, and it keeps their spirit alive, you know. And yeah, they give you the little paw print and everything, the clay paw print. And you know, even with our cat Porkchop, God rest her soul, she is buried in our front yard, so we have a little light for her, and got her little paw print out there. And that cat lived for a long time too, 15 years. So 15 years as a cat. She was a tortoise shell cat, so she was like gray, white, brown, caramel colored, and she was just awesome. I was, when I got with my wife, she had had her for, at the time, it was probably, 7 years or so, and was telling me stories that, you know, she took out a couple hummingbirds, you know, because they were flying around her. She would sit on the top of our roof, like on the peak of it, and just teeter back and forth, and she was awesome. And then, but it was sad because as she got older, she started losing like her memory and her jumping ability. So she would get on the roof, but she wouldn't be able to get off the roof. And there was times where, you know, we had to go up there manually get her and everything, or manually go outside and pick her up. And but she lived a great life. She had a bunch of litters of kittens, and you know, they're living out there, so that's awesome. And you know, our dogs are fixed, so they can't really reproduce and anything. Sorry, Max. Sorry, Belly. You know, but in the end, you know, it's probably best for them. You know, because I don't know. It's just, it's rough. It's rough. But yeah. So, animal birthdays. That's a beautiful thing. Like I said, if you guys are celebrating any of your animals' birthdays or anything, you know, hit me up on Twitter and let me know what kind of animal you got, or you know, how old it is and all that. Like I said, Max just turned one, so we got Max's one, and Bella will be 6 in 2 months, so they're getting old. Our babies are growing up. It's a beautiful thing. You know, you've seen them grow before your eyes, so that's awesome. And so we'll carry on to our top 5 today. Today, since we're getting toward Halloween and everything, you know, we're getting toward the holiday season, I should say, a lot of different smells are coming out. So top 5 today is going to be the top 5 favorite candle smells. You know, whether it be candle warmers that you plug into the wall that has a little breakable pin things you put into a candle warmer, and there's a light you turn on, and the light gets the candle warmer warm, duh, and melts the wax in there and smells real good. Or just good old candles, you know, nothing wrong with lighting a good old candle. Or you know, incense is always good smelling. Sage smells good. but doing candles today. These can be big, small, don't matter. These are just ones that, tickle my nose hairs and make me, make me happy, smell good and everything. So we'll go down the list and then we'll talk about each one of them. So top five favorite candle smells, we got tropical, vanilla, orange, sweet pea, and apple. So again, number one is tropical, number two is vanilla, number three is orange, number four is sweet pea, and number five is apple. Tropical, I mean, who doesn't want to be on the beach? You know what I mean? Like, who doesn't want to be on the beach smelling the, the tropical air and everything, whether it be salt or, salt water or, sand or anything like that. But tropical smells, so I'm talking like fruity smells, like pineapple smell, just good tropical smells. And I know that's kind of hard. It's hard to describe, but, something easy on the nose. It just takes you away, makes you want to be on the beach, makes you want to be, with your feet in the water, your ass in the sand, sorry, Zach Brownband, but it goes right along with it. So tropical smells, nothing better than that. And then number two, vanilla. As a Virgo, that's my sign, my astrology sign. As a Virgo, one of the best smells that you can have as a Virgo, because each astrology sign has its own certain smell that it likes, or, so vanilla is one of mine, and, it makes sense. It's a calming smell, it is a relaxing smell, and it just smells good. You can't go wrong with vanilla, especially vanilla ice cream, fresh vanilla, like if you use the vanilla sticks and everything, totally different than if you use, like the vanilla extract or anything like that, which is good too, but just a good old vanilla smell, and it's just good on the sniffer, and, it just kind of, it eases your mind, relaxes you. That's what it's all about. You don't want a smell that, like a peppery smell. Sorry if you like that, but it just kind of burns my nose hairs, and it just scents me off in a weird way. But vanilla, it's a good calming smell. Tropical is a good smell. Next on the list is orange. If you guys don't know, orange is my favorite color. It's my favorite everything. So I love orange. Don't matter if it's the fruit, if it's the color, if it's the smell, if it's, a shirt or anything. So it's just orange. It's a good smell. I mean, nothing better than, like, if you're grating the zest of an orange, it just smells so good. It's so fragrant and aromatic, and it's good smell, and it's a clean smell. That's the thing too, like, some of the smells out there can just smell dirty, but orange, it's like a breath of fresh air, is what I'm trying to say. It's a good smell, and it's just calming. I like it. Next is sweet pea. So sweet pea has got, it's like a flowery smell, but it's just something about it. When we used to play when we would play shows in Newark, we used to play at this church. It was it's called the House of David, and I forget the real name of the church, but that's what it went by, the House of David. But in the church, in that church, they would have sweet pea wallflower fragrant smells from Bath and Body. And oh my God, I always loved that smell. And I had asked the lady that was working there one time, I'm like, hey, not to be weird, but what kind of candles you guys got growing on in here? Because, man, it smells so good. And she's like, I don't know, it's whatever's in the wallflower. And I'm like, wallflower, what the hell are you talking about, lady? And she was like, it's the plug. There's a plug with a little perfume thing. It's like a liquid thing, and it goes through the wallflower. It's got like holes in it, and it spreads out throughout the room. And once I found that out, I'm like, man, I got to get me as much of that as I can. So I bought all the candles. I bought all the sprays and everything. And you were over at, my parents' house at that time, probably early 2000s, you probably got a headache from all the sweet pea I had going on in the room, but God, it's just, there's such a good smell, and I don't know, it's a good calming smell, and yeah, that's what it's all about, you know. I don't, like I said, want anything that really pisses you off or anything. It's all about easing your mind and everything. So, sweet pea, it's a great smell. If you guys never smelled it, it's kind of like the mixture of flowers and joy, I guess. I don't know. It's a good smell. Check it out. Go out to your grocery store, your department store, and if you're in the candle aisle, I know there's a bunch in there, but if you happen to see sweet pea and you've never smelled it, give it a sniff. You might like it. Last on the list, we got apple, and there ain't nothing better than a good old fresh apple, especially from the apple orchard or anything, but nothing better, or, you know, if you're baking an apple pie in the oven and you get that aroma from, you know, in the house or your apartment, wherever you're living at, in the trailer, wherever you're living, not judging, but I'm just saying, apple is a good smell no matter where you're at. You can smell it a mile away. It's a good smell. Reminds you of the holidays, reminds you of America. Apple pie, you know, humble pie, if you like the Hard Rock Band, and there, check them out too, the great band. But yeah, apple, it's just a good welcoming smell, and it's just a good background smell, and you know, like I said, nothing better than fresh apple pie. So it all goes hand in hand together, and I don't know, it just eases the mind, and it's just really good. So those were my top five favorite candle smells. Again, we'll go over them. Tropical, vanilla, orange, sweet pea, and apple. Like I said, if you guys want to hit me up on Twitter, let me know your guys' top five favorite candle smells, or hit me up on, you know, Instagram or anywhere, or eventually I'll have a Facebook page for this podcast, because I know not a lot of people have Twitter or Instagram or anything like that, so Facebook seems more what everyone has. So I'll let you know once I get the page going on for this podcast, so you can always reach me on there, and I'll let you know the link once I get her going. So I know, I always like to know you guys' stuff, and you know, your top five, or just like I said, show ideas, anything like that. I'm an open book, so you help me, I help you. That's what it's all about. And so we'll end our show today with a little did you know. Did you know that professional hockey players, when they are playing a game, they skate at an average speed of 20 to 25 miles per hour. I did not know that. That's pretty damn fast. I mean, that's a neighborhood speed limit. So next time you're going 25, I know there's guys that run like 440, you know, for the NFL and everything. And I think baseball players run at about the same, depending on if they're trying to really get on base. You know, they can run up to 20 miles an hour. So that's pretty damn fast, you know, just on your feet. But on skates, if you guys never been to an ice rink or an ice skate or ever ice skated, it's not, for me, I don't know, it's not as hard as it would seem. If you can rollerblade, you can roller skate. If you can rollerblade, you can ice skate. That's what I meant to say. But if you can roller skate, man, more power to you. That shit was hard. The four wheels on it, you know, like the two in the front, two in the back, not the line, you know, like roller blades, but roller skates. My gosh, that was, I always admired everyone at the Rollaway, you know, because we would go there like a couple times during the school year. And it was just a blast, you know, going to the skating rink, and, you know, they'd have the music going, blasting, they would have the lights going, the fog machine and everything, and it would just be a roller rink, you know, just flat wood, and then you would just skate around it. You know, I'd be the guy that would be holding on to the wall because I was so afraid to bust my ass. But you know, sometimes you have to do that in life. You have to learn, you know, especially, you know, like anything with skates, whether it be skateboarding, roller skating, you know, rollerblading, anything like that. But always had trouble roller skating, but when it came to rollerblading, I picked it up pretty easily, would go around the block with it, and never took it to the the skating rink or anything like that, but that's another weird smell too. Like skating rinks, like bowling alleys and everything, they always have that weird like aftershave smell to them. And I don't know, now you get me, now I got myself thinking about smells like in different places and all that. And you know, or like if you're out in public and someone's barbecuing, that's a good smell too. And just so much good stuff out there and good smells out there. So, you know, if you're unlucky enough to not have a good nose or anything, you know, I had a teacher in high school that could not smell. Could you imagine that? Not being able to smell anything. Could be good, could be bad. You know, if you take a big poop and you don't want to smell it, then that's a good thing. But I don't know, like Thanksgiving morning, not being able to smell the turkey or the stuffing, you know, baking or anything like that. And or if you're outside, not smelling a grill. You know, we would have kids in the classroom that would smoke cigarettes because they knew that she couldn't smell. If you guys went to high school with me, then you know who I'm talking about. Mrs. Fouts, I think was her name. So, yeah, she was a real nice lady. Always fun classes. Bioethics, I remember her doing bioethics. We would watch The Green Mile, like, all the time. Great movie, sad as shit, but for some reason didn't put two and two together at the time and was like, oh, well, we're watching The Green Mile again, okay. You know, hey, Piracy, you know, they had the best. It was a really well-written movie, Stephen King's movie, and of course, you know, it's going to be, Stephen King always has that, like, horror, but then smart side to him, and just that real thriller-esque. I don't know, he's just a real good author, and movies are great, and, you know, he just had his own style. That's what made him, so. But yeah, professional hockey players, back to what I was talking about. Hockey players at 20 to 25 miles an hour, so more power to them. Also, the thickness of a hockey puck is 1 inch, so that's pretty damn thick. You know, Happy Gilmore made it look so easy, just hitting them, and hockey players are tough as fuck anyway. I mean, a lot of them are like burly men, Russians, so you don't want to piss them off. You don't want to fuck with them. You know, and they're tough mofos. The CBJ is doing really good this year so far, so more power to them. Hopefully they can win the Stanley Cup. We'll see what happens. But yeah, hockey players, they're a strong breed. They're strong people, so, you know, they take a lot of good hits, and, you know, it was always, like, hockey fights are always the greatest, you know. Just seeing them smashing up against the plastic and everything, so it was really cool, and you know, more power to them. So we'll end the show on that, and just want to thank you all for listening again. And like I said, hit me up on my socials if you want to talk about anything, or if you know me in person, just come up to me and tell me some stuff you'd like to see on the show, or stuff you want me to talk about, or stuff that, you know, you want to bring to my attention or anything, or guests that you want to come on here, please let me know. And we'll end the show with a little, who we got here? Oh, Travis Tritt. We're going to end it with a little Travis Tritt. It's a great day to be alive. That's right. I'll always remember there was a guy on YouTube, a past veteran. So thank you very much, veterans. Again, I always thank you. You know, we wouldn't be here without you. So very appreciative to our veterans out there, past and present. But long story short, I was reading the comments on YouTube, and the guy was talking about this song, and it was a veteran, and said, that song got me through war. So he kept singing it to himself every day. That's the power of music. It can get you through everything. So if you're having a hard time, put on some of your favorite music. It's going to help you out more than you would imagine. Or if you play music, pick up a guitar, pick up, you know, whatever instrument you play. It's there for you. It's your extension. I always feel 10 times better once I get done playing guitar. That's my safety blanket, folks. You know, that's my meat and bones. So that's my calming thing. You know, everyone has their thing that they do that, you know, chills them out and relaxes them. that's it for me, you know, playing guitar. So we'll end the show with a little Great Day to Be Alive, Travis Tritt. And, you know, actually, speaking of Travis Tritt, I seen a story earlier that he is not going to play any places that require the vaccine. So there you go. If you have a vaccine requirement at your, you know, venue or anything, you ain't going to have Travis Tritt playing. So that's a headache in itself, but we won't talk about that. But we will talk about seeing you guys on our next episode. So again, thanks everyone for listening, and I hope you have a beautiful day. Happy birthday, Max. I love you, buddy. And we're going to go spend the rest of our night with them and see what kind of antics we get into, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. All right, thank you.